Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up a penny and three quarters at 317 and a quarter, July wheat down 4 cents at 515 and a half, and July beans up 2 1/4 cents at 838 and three quarters. The USDA just announced 378,000 metric tons of beans to China, a third of it old crop, two-thirds of it new crop. We also sold 109,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, so that could be a little bit helpful out here. The wheat was pressured overnight on news that the European exports are about 10 million metric tons above where they were a year ago, so that certainly didn't help. I think the corn and beans were up because of the crude oil. Crude oil is currently up $2.93 a barrel, just 2 cents off its highs. That's helped rally the stock market. Stock market's up 300 points here today. Looks like a little bit of a higher day here today, even though the crop progress shows 51% of the corn planted. That's a big number, 39% on average, so we're well above that. Beans 23% planted versus 11 on average. They raised the wheat condition 1 percentage point in the good to excellent category to 55%. The only negative out there was the spring wheat plantings, only 29 planted versus 43 on average. So I think, you know, the crude oil probably takes center stage here today as long as it stays strong. These are the highest prices we've seen since that breakout bottom and the collapse that we saw in the crude oil. We still need to get it closer to $30 a barrel before I think it'll make a big impact on the corn market out here. You know, we've got more troubles than we can shake a stick at out here. When Wendy's stops selling hamburgers in most of their outlets, you know something in agriculture is awry. The cash beef prices were over $400 yesterday. They were up to $404. They've been going up $15 to $25 a day. You know, it's not that the cattle aren't out there. Once we start really moving these animals, we'll see the prices come right back down again. But in the meantime, workers aren't showing up. You know, it's just part of this psychology of what the coronavirus is doing out here. Restaurants still really aren't opening that much. If they are, it's at a fraction of the capacity. So I just don't know that we've shaken off the whole coronavirus thing here. But because of the crude oil, I think the grains could rally here a little bit. Funds are short about 155,000-160,000 contracts of corn. So if we could get some kind of positive spark in the market, I think we could see a decent rally in the corn market. But again, we need to see better exports than we're seeing. The dollar is currently up 19 ticks at 99.76, way too high to be attracting any real outside business from Egypt or Saudi Arabia. So it's still a bit of a problem out here. Yes, the Chinese have bought a few beans out here, but they bought an incredible amount from the Brazilians, record Brazilian exports for March and April. So these the tariffs are just having a terrible toll on what we could be selling out here. Again, I think maybe we'll see a little bit of a rally here today, but I just don't know how we can sustain it with everything else that's going on. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.